Nordstrom, Starbucks, and Wolves. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Over the last 10 years, I've heard so many of my friends that hunt complain bitterly about what they observe to be depredation of elk by wolf packs throughout the Northwest. I've had other friends who have successfully filled out their wolf tags. So wolves have an impact in the outdoorsman's world, and we recently learned about a Western Washington lawmaker's bill to completely ban the lethal removal of gray wolves. Why does this lawmaker, Representative Sherry Appleton, feel that wolves should be protected? Maybe she should see some of the footage I've seen where packs of wolves are mercilessly taking down wildlife such as elk, moose, deer, and even grizzly bear cubs. And that's to say nothing of the number of ranchers in the Northwest who have lost their livestock to these apex predators. So in an effort to give Bainbridge Island Representative Appleton a first-hand look at what it is like to have wolves amongst us, Northeast Washington State Representative Joel Kretz is proposing legislation to create a wolf sanctuary in her legislative district on Bainbridge Island. Kretz lives in wolf country and made a very generous offer.
With this bill, we can deliver them right to them. I've had lots of offers from the 7th District. If you need my stock trailer, I'll bring a load of wolves.
Now, the liberal and activist communities may think Kretz's bill is outlandish, but my thoughts are that Representative Appleton and her supporters could use a reality check of their own.
This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.